best example of such a personality is Mr. Władysław or Walter Żebrowski, who was the guy who, in fact, who created Whistler as a ski resort. And it's a really very nice story. But I don't think that's now it's a time to tell it.
You can tell me another time. Polish culture and history is very rich. How would you say that the Canadian government has played an active role in building a strong relationship between Poland and Canada?
The Canadian government has just done a lot of things. I mean, I would like to mention the. I would like to start from telling you one story, which probably you are aware of. It is a story of the Polish heritage treasures. So treasures from the Royal Castle of Wawel in Krakow. So the cradle of the Polish statehood, the cradle of the Polish culture, which were stored in Ontario during the wartime and during the first time of the communist government in Poland. So those treasures, the so-called regalia objects, which served for the coronation of Polish kings, then many objects of arts, many precious medieval books. So the entire heritage of the Polish statehood, they were evacuated from Poland and through Great Britain, transported to Canada and hidden in Ontario, where they found a safe haven. Today, my neighbor, director and then CEO of the Royal Museum of British Columbia, Professor Jack Lohmann, who is also of Polish origins, and is he's a fantastic manager of museums, different museums. He's also the president of the board of the Polish National Museum in Warsaw. He's doing a project on this wonderful story of the involvement of Canada in saving the Polish national heritage. And he would like to continue this story of safe haven, realizing this project vis-a-vis the world heritage from the territories under the military operations, so from Syria and other regions. So the Polish example is serving as an excellent way for doing together between Poland and Canada in saving world heritage. Then it's, of course, an immense openness from the side of Canada for the Polish modern culture. But one thing that I'm a little preoccupied of, the fact that we are concentrating ourselves on modern art, on modern culture, is extremely important and an extremely good instrument. But we cannot overshadow the fact that we are having also the past, but we are having also that part of the remembrance should take care about. It's extremely good that we are together with Canada in International Remembrance Holocaust Alliance. And we are working together on this part of our common heritage, but we should also work a little bit more about the heritage of Polish Canadians, which came to Canada in the 40s and 50s, about their stories. So that's the part of our common culture, Polish Canadian, that we should work a little bit more, especially in the perspective of the next coming year and 150th anniversary of Canada. So the impact of Polish engineers Polish aviation engineers, the development of the Finnish aircraft industry, and the impact of Polish writers, painters on the development of the Finnish culture is really huge. So I think that we should work a little bit more to present this part of our being together.
I strongly agree with you. I think that as time progresses, the relationship between Canada and Poland is strong. And as time progresses, there's more conversation about the impact and the significance that Poland has, not only on Canada, but the United States of America and the world. Here at the NATO Association of Canada, we're working on upcoming conferences, roundtables, and events that highlight and feature the impact that Poland has had. And one of the events that we have coming up is happening on Wednesday, March the 9th, and it's the NATO Economy Forum, which focuses on mining and infrastructure. This economy forum will happen in Toronto. And it came to life as a response to NATO's interest in economic development and security. The NATO Council as a whole strives to help realize this goal by increasing economic trade among NATO allies and partner countries. And Poland has been a key player. This conference will offer ample opportunity for various Canadian businesses to participate in some very valuable business-to-business and government-to-government meetings with foreign business and government representatives. There will be a few Polish government representatives who will attend this economy forum. They will focus on educating Canadians about the impact, economic impact of Poland on Canada. And the point of the forum is to increase the amount of Canadian trade and investment with participating countries such as Poland. So the NATO Association would like to take this opportunity to invite you to attend this conference. In addition, I would be interested in discussing some of the mining and economic opportunities that are available in Vancouver.
Oh, thank you very much for asking me this question. I'm totally convinced and fully agree with you that the economic cooperation is a part of the foundations of our future. So not only in the NATO cooperation, in the frames of the NATO cooperation, but also in the frames of our bilateral relations. So up to now, from the economic side, Poland and Canada, we are doing pretty well, and I'm proud that Poland has a relevant surplus in this balance of the economic exchange between our countries. I'm very happy that we are developing cooperation in such sectors like ICT or the aircraft industry. But of course, mining is very important sector of nowadays economy. However, in past years, the mining sector is suffering a heavy crisis, which are able to see not only in Ontario, but first of all here in British Columbia. As you know, a couple of years ago, it was 5 years ago, Polish biggest state-owned company, KGHM, made a relevant investment here in British Columbia for buying the company Quadra. And right now, the KGHM International became one of the biggest British Columbians mining company. So it means it's not only for British Columbians, but also Canadians and saying probably for the world one. So being in British Columbia, for KGHM is developing the projects for not only they are starting the projects in BC, North BC, in Kamloops, south, the involvement in the Canadian mining sector is really relevant. They are having their deposits and mines not only in BC but also in other provinces. Then of course gas and oil are extremely important for Polish economy, and another Polish big company, Orlen, invested in Alberta. And this Albertan investment is developing slowly also to other provinces, to BC, New Brunswick, or Nova Scotia, also in Ontario. We are absolutely interested in cooperation in the frames of NATO, Canada, in the sector of gas and oil. Importing natural gas in the form of LNG from Canada would be, of course, much more convenient for Poland than importing it from other parts of the world. Anyway, Canada is our excellent partner. We are sharing the same values. We are sharing the same visions of the world security development. It's our ideal partner, not only for hard security and soft security, which I mean the promotion of democracy and human rights and good governance, but also economic security. First of all, energy security. So I'm very glad that this forum is going to happen, and I am very glad that we will have opportunity to sit around the table and to discuss in a very open and frank way what we can do more for strengthening Polish-Canadian cooperation, for strengthening cooperation in the innovative. In the innovative economy, in the sector of the green energy, in the sector of ICT, then startups here in Western Canada, the culture of investment in different startups is well developed. We would like to learn from Canadians. How to be much more efficient and much more effective in supporting our startups. For most part of the cases, it's a question of capital. And it would be, of course, better if we would be working together on development of certain projects. I think that Poland and Canada, because the potential that we are having each of us, and both together, we can do in the world economy much more than we are doing up to now. And we can help each other to develop our economies and create it much more efficient than they are right now.